This is Aghast Puppies, a Teen Wolf fanfic written by The Ragnarok and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated G and contains the pairing Derek Hale Styles Stolinsky, with additional tags for not thick, de-aged Derek Hale, age regression, de-aging, puppies, animal transformation. When Styles got a call that Derek was stuck in wolf form, he didn't expect this. The alpha form is about trust, says Lydia. She's wearing glasses, which makes it a little hard for Styles to concentrate because glasses. Lydia. Styles has weaknesses. You have to give yourself over to the wolf in you to... I get it, Styles says in a daze, holding a wolf pup, which is Derek. You can tell by the inexplicably colored eyes and the surly expression, which is constant except when the pup tries to lick Styles' face. It's happening a lot more often than Styles would have expected, which is roughly never. He has a face-licking problem, Erica says. So we've decided you're keeping him. Resistance is futile when everyone in the pack gangs up on you. Also, when Styles puts him down, Derek emits a high-pitched snarl that's halfway into a whine, and Styles caves. You're walking him, Styles' dad says, when Styles comes home with what is, to all appearances, a little black puppy with one floppy ear. Styles is pretty sure that would end in his disembowelment, but there's no arguing with his dad. He waggles the leash half-heartedly. Hail, Alpha. We who go to be mauled are trying to leash you. He ends up blinking a lot when Derek steps right into the collar, tugging the leash in his teeth. Derek likes order. This is as true of Puppy Derek as it is of the Alpha Styles knows and resentfully fantasizes about. Every day, like clockwork, he presents Styles with a leash and goes trotting about town. Derek takes the end of the leash in his teeth and sets the pace, slowing down when they pass pack members' houses. Styles has an uncomfortable impression he's being shown off. As a mostly human, Derek expresses his sulkiness by lurking around and being sarcastic. As a puppy, he just curls up into a dispirited ball and huffs. It makes Styles sad, and therefore execute his normal problem-solution strategy. Poke at the problem until something gives. Derek's non-responsive for the first few pokes, after which he rolls over on his back and stares desolately up at the ceiling. Styles never thought he'd have to apply the words existential angst to a puppy, but it seems apt. Come on, Styles says, cajoling. You're a puppy! Be happy! I can throw you a stick or something. Derek barely even growls. It's making Styles' heart ache, and softens his next attempted poke into a sort of caress. Derek's floppy ear perks up, and he sighs. The fur on Derek's belly is really soft. Like, magically soft. Styles buries his fingers in it and rubs. How did you get it like that? Styles says. Is this what you were trying to hide with all the hair product? Your secret and terrible fluffitude? Derek yips. Fluffitude is too a word. Shut up. Notice I'm the one capable of human language here. Styles rubs with vigor. Derek's hind leg starts to twitch. Styles watches, entranced, keeping up the patter lest Derek realize how undignified he's being and withdraw. No, seriously, how are you so soft? Do you eat unicorns? You can tell me, I won't judge. Much. At this point, Derek's muzzle falls onto Styles' thigh, and his tongue is lolling and leaving drool stains against Styles' pants, and his leg is rhythmically kicking Styles in the hip, and Styles does not care one bit. "Ah," Styles says, defeated, and smushes his face into Derek's deceivingly lush puppy belly. Derek's tail thumps once, hitting Styles in the neck. The end. Reader's notes. This podfic was recorded for Growlery for Potoween 2018. Your trick was animal transformation, and your treat was the only human in a friendship group, which, kind of doubly applies to this, because Styles is the only human now that, or that shows up in this fic anyway, because Lydia's a banshee, and also Derek transforming not just into a wolf, but into a baby full wolf. I love him. He just did snuggles. I hope this makes you smile. It made me smile recording it, and I hope you enjoyed it. Thanks for listening, and have a nice day.